Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag Show. I've been on my travels. I have been across the seas, one sea in particular, and we return with stories and rants of our Irish escapades. So I hope you enjoy this episode. For the heroes, you get the show in its entirety. As always, to become a Hashtag Hero, go to the Hashtag Show website, which is thehashtagshow.co.uk, follow the links to the Patreon and sign up for a minimal amount to become a Hashtag Hero. You get every single episode in its entirety, uninterrupted, and you also get access to the back catalogue, and other bits and pieces that are already on there for the heroes. If you're a council listener, you get 30 minutes. That's it. That's all you get. So if you're listening to this and you're enjoying the chat and you're thinking, when's the next bit coming up or why is it cut out halfway through and the end music's playing, it's because you're a council listener. Nothing's free in this world. So become a Hashtag Hero. Patreon.com/thehashtagshow or go to thehashtagshow.co.uk. Aye. And follow the links. You'd think I'd be getting fucking better at this after all these years. But sadly not. It remains the same. Anyway. Let's start the show. I feel like what we need at the start for people who are watching the video episodes, and this is already feeling like a lot of, you know, like and subscribe, smash your bell. But if you do watch the video episodes on YouTube, I think we need something to start, you know, over that, over the intro music, maybe. Maybe a few ideas. Maybe we'll take a wee note of something. If you are not watching the video episodes on YouTube, please go and subscribe to the channel. We need to get the channel up to 1,000 subscribers so that it unlocks new features or lets us do stuff. I don't know. I am not tech savvy in any way. I don't understand social media. I seem to post, but nothing happens. I don't know. I know I'm on my fucking own, and I can't do this stuff. So get over to YouTube, subscribe to the Hashtag Show channel. Let's get it to over 1,000 subscribers, man, and then we can start to broaden our horizons with the podcast. So we'll see how it goes. Yes, but thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you to everybody who has been in touch with the last episode. I did not enjoy the last episode. That was the first proper episode that I've had to do on my own. And I did not enjoy it one little bit. I tried to watch back to it. 10 minutes it lasted and I had to put it off. So it's going to take a bit of time to get into the groove of just talking again. But we'll get there. We'll get there. So I hope you are all safe and well. I hope you had a good week since we last spoke. I have been over in Dublin, in Ireland. I've been back over in Dublin, enjoying my time amongst the Irish. We're going to talk about later. Because we really should start the show by saying, I mean, what a day this is. What a day this is! March 14th. For some of you, it's a Thursday. For many, people have got a finger on the pulse. Well, no, today's a special day. Today is international. No, just national. Not just regional. International Steak and Blowjob Day. Now, here's where it gets interesting, right? We have spoken about Steak and Blowjob Day on the show for many years, possibly since the podcast began, because it is a wonderful day. I did not realise until today. Because literally every day is a school day. Every day is a school day. If you are willing to walk through life with your third eye open to the universe around you, you can absorb cosmic gamma rays that can progress you to an elevated state of being And today is no different. Because I don't know why I've suddenly started talking like that. Today is a school day for me, for DJ Gibbo, and maybe for you. Now, you may have known this about International Steak and Blowjob Day, but I did not. I did not know that Steak and Blowjob Day, today, March 14th, was created as a direct response to Valentine's Day. I didn't know that. It was created so that men could have their own Valentine's Day. That's why it's exactly 1 month after Valentine's Day. Now, there may be some men out there who are saying, but I actually enjoy Valentine's Day as well with my partner. And I, to you, would say, big up the homosexuals. But for the rest of us, for the rest of us heterosexual men, who, you know, go into the world trying to find thoughtful gifts, ideas for their other half, their girlfriend, their wife, their baby mama, in the hope that they might get their hole. Because let's not try and pretend that this is any different. Let's not try and pretend that Valentine's Day is about love. Let's not try and pretend that Valentine's Day is a special day for the man in your life to show you how much he means to you. No, no, this is a day where men will buy stuff and do things in the hope that they get their hole. That's it. That's what makes the world go round, my man. Right? Sex sells, brother. Huh? The island's been shut down. We need to fucking make some money. That's it. That is a hot cup of coffee, man. Guess give that 5 minutes to fucking cool down. So I did not know the Steak and Blowjob Day was created as a male equivalent to Valentine's Day. And if that is the case, and it must be true, because I fucking read this morning on Wiki. And the fucking Wiki, hey, don't get it wrong. It's an unofficial holiday created in the United States. God bless America. God bless America. Where else could it be created? Holland. Brazil, possibly. France. French are shaggers. Germans. The Germans could have created Steak and Blowjob Day. Would have been all very efficient, you know. I don't know what a German blowjob would look like or sound like. I was going to say taste. I'll never know. But I don't imagine... Now, I'm dead unusual. My mind is 3 steps ahead before the words are coming out of my mouth. I was going to say, and then I stopped myself, and I thought, fuck it, let's just say it. Let's just, don't start fucking censoring yourself now, Gibble. Just say it. As someone who would not be regarded as an international lover, I tend to keep my lovemaking regional. Certainly within the constraints of the British Isles. Possibly a Spanish island. In the early noughties. No, I'm saying, brother. But I have not, I've not had the experience of most countries across, certainly Central Europe. Now, my point being, with International Steak and Blowjob Day, do you think that the technique of giving oral would differ based on graphical status? For example, would a French blowjob be different than a German blowjob? You know? Now, in my head, obviously, because we're playing into the idea of the stereotypes, I imagine she would have, you know, onions around the neck and she'd be smashing your old boy with a baguette. That's what I imagine a French blowjob would be. Possibly place a small beret on your bell end and then just blow it off. Like the froth of a morning cappuccino. She blows the beret off your cock. And then gobbles it down like 2-day-old bread. I don't know. And as I'm saying that, the dog's looking at me like I'm weird. And I'm weird. But hey, these are the thoughts that come into your head. And if you don't say these out loud, you put cats in bins. So it's better to say these things. God bless America. Some poor bastard has sat for years. He sat for years and he's realised the money he's spent on his wife for Valentine's Day, and he's got fuck all at it. He's got nothing at it apart for a nipped heed and blue balls. And he thought, do you know what? It's cheaper to keep her, lads. Divorce is out of question. But I'm going to create an international day for men. And it's Steak and Blowjob Day. And it's today. Right? Now, my point being this, if it is created as an unofficial men's Valentine's Day, right? Because we can have all these stereotypes we want, but at the end of the day, stereotypes are stereotypes because 99.99% of the time, they're true. Men like steak and men like blowjobs. It's as simple as that. Now, there could be a couple of guys here who are like, I really don't like a steak. And to them I say, pass me your steak. And if there's anybody out there who says they don't like a blowjob, I would say to you, you've just not found the right person to give you that blowjob. Because everybody likes a blowjob. Everybody. If it is the equivalent of Women's Valentine's Day, and there may be some heroines listening to this just now who will say that Valentine's Day is not just for women. It is. I would like to see Steak and Blowjob Day given the same level of appreciation and marketing value as Valentine's Day. You should be able to walk into Tesco just now, right? And instead of the eggs, because they seem to go, as soon as Valentine's Day is done, get the eggs out. Instead of the eggs out, fucking steak and blowjob merchandise. Why not? Why not? You know, we're always saying, most of us who didn't vote for Brexit, that we are European, right? Well, we're not. There is nothing European about us in any way possible. And anybody who's ever been to Europe will know there is nothing European about Scottish people. Not a fucking thing. But maybe this is how we become more European. You know? The French are all fucking Emmanuel, fucking Harry Bush. They're all about the shagging, right? Language of love. All that nonsense. Italians, fucking red shaggers. Right? Everybody in Europe is at it. They've got a very more open mindset to sex and sexuality than we do in this country. We're very closed off. We're very reserved. Whereas in Europe, they're all fucking, you fucking bozzet. Get your bozzet. It's Europe. Officer, that man's got his testicles out. Like, it is a Europe. Welcome to Europe. You can walk around with your testicles hanging out. I don't know what accent it is, but it's a fucking bang on French accent. Take out your bollocks. Imagine a big French bloke at customs walking up to you. Take out your bollocks. You're in France, my man. Mon ami. You like my French testicles? Enjoy your day in Paris. We need to be more European. We need more open with our mindset. Right? French. Language of love. The French kiss. Germans. The Kit Kat Club. The Kit Kat Club in Germany. Berlin. Right? If you don't know where that is, you go and have a nice cup of coffee and a fucking Kit Kat, and then somebody blasts your ass dressed like a rabbit. It's a wonderful place of European culture. The Italians, the Italians is love. The Dolce Vita, whatever that means. I think it's ice cream. Anywhere in Europe, even parts of Europe, you don't even think they would promote love. Austria, arguably number one on the love-making table. And you're thinking, Gibbo, nothing's good came out of Austria. Yes, the birthplace of Hitler. But I would say this to you. They have a man there who loved his family so much, he built a fucking sex dungeon in the basement and fathered his own children. I mean, that's, you know, it's Fritzl. That's a cheap Fritzl joke. We've gone round the houses to wedge a Fritzl joke in there, but it's true, right? When the Fritzl story broke here, we're probably thinking, in the name of God, disgraceful. But there'll be people in France going, how very European of him. How very European of them. That's the fucking headline you wanted to see at that time. Do you Joseph Fritzl's bastard children emerge on their eight legs from the basement. How very European of them. But there should be the same level of promotion. There should be the same level. You should go into Tesco. Other supermarkets are available. And it should just be aisle upon aisle, different cuts of steak, different types of lip gloss. Popping candy. You know, that's an inside joke. But, you know, lots of different things to enhance your March 14th. I think we could be onto something here. You know? This could be the answer to the farmers' prayers. Steak and blowjob day. This is what the farmers should be doing. Never mind out fucking spraying shite down at Westminster, although I do agree with that. So, promoting steak and blowjob day. You know? If you've watched Clarkson's Farms, you know now that farmers are in a position where they need to think outside the box. Right? They've got to expand their offering. So how about you get a couple of fucking steak and blowjob booths? Or even in a steak restaurant. Somebody write this down. Why are restaurants, steak restaurants, not offering that? A couple's experience, March 14th, right? Glasgow, Edinburgh, Dundee, Perth, Inverness, fucking Auchinleck, Lockerbie, the big hotspots, Hamon, Motherwell, East Kilbride, Bothwell! They've fucking money there, right? They're into all sorts of mad fucking rich cunts. Eyes wide shut, shit, eating a fucking 10-ounce sirloin off some poor lassie's arse. Why is there not steak restaurants offering the March 14th experience? £150 a head, maybe not a head, that's the wrong word. £150 for the experience, right? Hear me out. You're thinking, Gibbo, that's £150, a lot of money. I'd pay double that for a blowjob. £150. You get two steaks. You need to feed the good lady as well, right? You go in, private booth, enclosed, right? Door shut, locked. You're inside a kind of pod, if you will. Sexy pod, right? Sexy pod. Welcome to the sexy pod. You got the sexy pod. Candle lit. Soft lighting. Nice furnishings. Bit of velvet. Bit of suede. Bit of silk. Why not? You get your steak dinner. And then they clear the plates. The fucking table revolves like it's in a camper van. Turns into a double bed. And you fucking... you finish the night off. I think that is a unique experience. And in a time when the world's collapsing, you know, it's all about building experiences. It's about building memories. It's about going out into the world with the people you love and building memories. And what better way to build a memory with your wife or loved one than getting sucked off in a badly built pod in a steak restaurant in Bothwell? I mean, I ask you. March 14th, today. And what a fucking day it is, because you could be sitting listening to this podcast as the Rangers are about to go into Europe and you could get a steak for your dinner. And then after that, who knows? What a day to be alive. No, you could be sitting there, Gibble, going, hey, listen, I'm one of God's chosen few. I'm not a Rangers man. But you could be sitting watching Rangers get pumped in Europe. I don't know. I don't know what side of the divide you're on, but let's destroy the divide. Mr. Gorbachev, bring down that wall and let's bring us together. We'll take some blowjobs. You know? Now, if that Berlin Wall had glory holes in it, maybe the fucking Cold War would end sooner. I don't know. Obviously, if it does pick up, over time, there's going to be a pushback for the feminists and there's going to have to be a female equivalent of Steak and Blowjob Day, because anybody who has been around women long enough will know that they can't let us have anything for ourselves. They can't let us have anything for ourselves. They've got to come along and they've got to spoil it, or they've got to get involved, and then we've got to pretend it is good. You know? Perfect example, women's football. For centuries, men have enjoyed the football, an escape, if you will. And then the feminists turn up and they go, oh, we're not fucking having that. We're going to infiltrate it. And now we've all got to pretend that women football is great. And it's not. It's fucking garbage. Garbage on every level. But you've got to pretend it's good. And why do you need to pretend? Because you need to pretend to keep them happy. Because if they're happy, you've got an easy life. You've got an easy life, you may get your hole. And the fucking circle continues on and on and on. But if there is a push for State and Blowjob Day to become recognised as a serious holiday, you know, and for the supermarkets, restaurants, advertisers to take it serious, for the merchandise to, I mean, you can only imagine, but the State and Blowjob merchandise would be fucking glorious. Eventually, women are going to have their own. I don't know what the female equivalent of State and Blowjob Day would be. Off the top of my head, lick out and lasagna. International Lickout and Lasagna Day. No, it wouldn't be food. It wouldn't be food. Because women, they, you know, I don't like tea. No, I'll just have, no, I've had a chip on Tuesday. And I'm on a diet now, so I'll not have, no, I'll not have anything. You have something and I'll just watch and judge you silently. Because I'm starving inside. Even though you love me the way I am, and you'd probably still love me if I was like an extra 10 stone, but that doesn't matter to me because I'm comparing myself to other women in the street, you know, even though my internal dialogue says that I'm in a very happy place, but no, I can't eat anything. So, it'd be like Lickout and Lubies. Is that what they're called? Louboutin. Head and handbag day. There you go. That is the woman's equivalent to Steak and Blowjob. It is, and it'll be on April 14th. And it would be head and handbag day. Where you go down on your woman. You go down on your woman and you re-emerge with a handbag. That would be the greatest day for a woman ever. If you went down on your woman. Day the job well, right? I don't mean doing that half-arsing it. I mean fucking in, you know, hands fucking clamped in. You're doing, you've got your position, you're breathing right, in through the nose. You know, you're there for the fucking job and finish, son. You get the job done. And then you re-emerge with a fucking handbag for her. I don't know what handbags are. What's a handbag make? Fucking, what's the scary woman that looks like she's dead? Vivian Westwood, she is dead, but I don't know. Whoever makes good handbags, if you took your woman up the stairs to the boudoir, lay her down, went down on her like a fucking Spartan king, and as she's lying there, a quivering mess, you present her with a handbag, she would weep. She would weep. She'd hoard that thing like a fucking newborn baby and weep. Her mind would be blown. She wouldn't understand. She couldn't process the joy that's happening to her at that point. Maybe that is how you finally break them and win. Try it. Let's start this now, right? February 14th is Valentine's Day. March 14th is Steak and Blowjob Day. And April 14th is Head and Handbag Day, when you go down your woman and you give her a clutch bag. And the rest of your year will be fucking plain sailing, son. Plain sailing. So, I hope you have a good night tonight and the fucking clock starts now for April 14th. Get yourself into a fucking Harrods or... What's the one in fucking John Lewis? Harvey Nicks. Get yourself a Harvey Nicks and say to the boy, April 14th's coming. And he'll go, what's April 14th? And you'll be like, fucking Head and Handbag Day, my man. D-Day, Head and Handbag Day. Right? Cup final. A lot's riding on this. This is going to be a good year or a bad year. Give me the best handbag you've got. Head and Handbag Day. That's it. Staying off. Staying off. I saw this thing the other day, and it was talking about, again, to go back to, we're going off on tangents as usual, but to be able to go back to school or to time travel, as fucking Mal would always say, when people ask, would you tell your younger self information about your life? If I could go back and find 14-year-old Gibble, I would say to him, stay away from sugar. Stay away from sugar. But either get a trade, work for the council, or become a scientist. Now, you're saying there's three very different things here, but that's going to cover every base. And I would say, if any of you have got children and they are about to leave school in the next couple of years and they don't really know what they want to do, there's your three jobs right there. Doesn't matter if you're man, woman, or beast. That's your three jobs. Because those three jobs cover every single category of person. Every single possible outcome in life are covered by those three jobs. A trade, work for the council, science. That's it. Let me explain further. If you're the type of person where you want to have a good life, you want to travel, you want to experience things, you know, you want to be your own boss, you've got a problem with authority, you have a mild to extreme drug addiction, you possibly like a little bit of domestic violence, heavily involved in sectarianism, then a tradesman's a job for you. Sparky, yes. Plumber, okay. Gina, whatever. Painter and decorator, shout out to fuck your brother the brush. The legend. The big man. Old Davey boy. He knows who he is. I love his work. Become a tradesman. License to print money. License to print money. Ask the Waynes, do you want to earn money when you're older?
Yes, I do.
Tradesman. Doesn't matter the trade, you'll be fucking loaded. Millionaire, son. A millionaire. If, however, like most of the kids today, they don't want to work. They don't want to work. Then you say to them, join the council. It's the only job you get paid for, then fuck all. Another one crossed off. And if they say to you, I don't really know what I want to do, but I want to do something a bit weird, then become a scientist. Become a scientist. In particular, the scientists who do these meaningless fucking tests. I am convinced there is a lab somewhere where a bunch of scientists are just getting fucking stoned out their tights and then spouting utter shit. A study has been done for reasons are currently unknown to man or beast. But a study has been done by scientists, of course in America, over 10 years with apparently 7,000 participants. The numbers don't add up. And they have been trying to discover the best and worst time of day. The best and worst time of day. People can't heat their homes. People are struggling financially. A lot of people can't even go on holiday because they're skint. Can't buy the Wayne's new clothes because they're skint. Can't pay our fucking credit cards and loans because they're skint. There's partly two war zones that we know, unofficial war in Syria. International infrastructure on its ass. Two major elections in America and the UK coming up over the next 12 months, which could completely change the way in which the next 10 to 15 years of our life will pan out. But nobody gives a fuck. Because instead of trying to find ways to, or I don't know, get us cheap energy, the scientists are going, what is the best and worst time of day? And do you know what these fucking boffins have figured out after 10 years of studying? They have figured out that 5 a.m. in the morning is the worst time of day and 5 p.m. at night is the best time of day. Now, that sounds to me as if they have been in a fucking cat den for 10 years and then somebody's come in and went, your funding's ran out, you need to give us some findings. And they've went, right, the worst time of day is, what time is it? It's 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is the worst, and the best time, what time do normal cunts leave their work? They usually finish at 5. 5 p.m. is the best time to finish work. I finish today. 5 p.m. Wait, how'd you get a job being these scientists? How'd you get a job doing this? Studying time.
What's the best time of the day? It's best time of the day is definitely closing time, mate. Up the road, into the pub, 5 p.m. And the worst time? Oh, that would be 12 hours before it, mate, 5 a.m.
When most of the fucking planet is asleep.
Aye, but what the fucking shite time it is. Ever notice how you always need a piss around about 5 a.m? That's because it's the shitest time of the day, my man. What are you studying next? Well, fucking putting 40 fags up a rabbit's arse and see what happens to it, my man.
10 years of studying. God knows the money that's been spent, and this is the fucking shit they turn out. Again, these are wee facts that we can all take into later life with us. So, the studies have found the worst time of day is 5 a.m, the best time of day is 5 p.m. I mean, already I feel as if my life is fully enriched by simply having that knowledge. Let's just get back to scientists being scientists, right? Putting limbs on fucking mice, growing an ear on the back of a pigeon, and fucking putting makeup on a monkey. Let's get back to that, right? Let's get back to the old way of life. That's what we're crying out for, right? We've gone too far down the rabbit hole of fucking up is down, men can get pregnant, we need to come back now. We're craving it, right? We've embraced it. We've went, fucking fair enough. Do you know what? They're no hurt there, they cunt. Everybody's fine. Hey, live life, love, you know, be happy. Love is our true currency. Just go on, mate. And now we're going, wait a minute here. I can't afford to turn my heating on. It's time to go back. We've gone too far down that road. So let's go back, scientists. If there's any scientists listening to this, I'd be extremely surprised. But if there is, start putting makeup back on rabbits and give the fucking chimps their fags. And let's see what happens to life. Because this fucking what time of day is the best time of day is a waste of everybody's fucking time.
Hi everybody, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
This is the air.
The hashtag show.co.uk.